Hello, I'm John Francis, and on this part of Chatterbox, Marianne Penn and I have a feature by Helen McDermott and Information Desk. But we begin with more news from round and about Norwich.
A couple of beverage stories in this part and a request for talented artists to make parts of the city more colourful. But we start with a question.
Did Norwich stop being a great city after 1750? Well, that's the unusual poser which has been put to more than 100 city sixth formers. The question's been asked in a competition marking the 700th anniversary of the Freemen of Norwich. The Great Norwich History Competition is part of a programme of events to celebrate the landmark anniversary. It saw history students from Norwich School, the Hewitt Academy, Norwich High School for Girls and Notre Dame High meet at the Theatre Royal to tackle the question of whether Norwich stopped being a great city after 1750. Simon Everett, history teacher at Notre Dame, said, although Norwich was once England's second city built on textile manufacturing, it began to be overtaken from around 1750. By 1800, it had dropped to the 10th largest city, as industrial cities like Manchester and Birmingham began to take over. But Alexandra Atherton, head of history at the Hewitt Academy, said 1750 does not spell the beginning of the end, but rather the continuation of Norwich's greatness. She pointed out that Norwich had many industries that had become world brands, such as Coleman's mustard, as well as two universities and a research park that puts the city on the global scientific stage.
Norwich Business Improvement District is asking artists, designers and illustrators to submit mural ideas that can revitalise three city centre locations. Castle House, Tesco Metro and Tickety Boo have all been selected as a blank canvas waiting to be brought to life by eye-catching murals. The city centre is already home to several murals, including a 3D bookshelf, a friendly dragon and Norwich street scenes. Norwich BID's mural project aims to enliven vacant and tired spaces in the city centre with dynamic large-scale murals to the theme of City of Stories. Martin Blackwell, business and operations manager, said, "This is a fantastic project for the city and we want the murals to be executed in a distinctive way, each one unique to Norwich and interpreting its surroundings."
A spirits producer, which named its newest product after Norfolk's most famous seafaring son, is setting its sights on the global market. The makers of Wild Night English Vodka are adding a second product to their drinks cabinet with Nelson's Gold Caramelized Vodka, a 26% alcohol by volume tipple, combining the signature single-distilled barley vodka with caramel made from East Anglian sugar beet. Company founders Matt and Steph Brown of Beechamwell near Swaffham sold half their first 500-litre batch of Nelson's Gold before it was even bottled, with the customers including Gerald in Norwich. It was launched at an event on Monday at the Maidshead Hotel, a stockist of Wild Night Vodka. Just a year after launching, the couple have ambitions to begin exporting, with Mr. Brown aiming to take 80% of the company's business outside the UK. He added that they wanted to grow Wild Night quite significantly in 2017.
Brazilian or Colombian coffee has a ring to it, a certain aroma, taste and reputation. So what would you say if a barista offered you a cup of Norwich coffee? It sounds strange, if not outlandish, but it could be a reality. For new strains of coffee plant that will help sustain the industry worldwide are to be developed in Coney on the edge of our fine city. Tropic Biosciences is bringing together some of the world's leading experts in plant genome technology for a project to develop new varieties of coffee plant ready to be made available under license to growers worldwide. The £133,000 project has been made possible with a £60,000 grant from the Eastern Agri-Tech Growth Initiative. Tropic's team of scientists will use advanced genome editing techniques to develop commercially beneficial traits in existing coffee varieties. The first young plants to bear the new traits are likely to be produced within 18 months. Mark Reeve, chairman of the Eastern Agri-Tech Growth Initiative Board, said, "The East of England is leading the way in research and development within the food and drink sector."